With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Southern Baptist disaster relief teams from Tennessee and Mississippi are providing support for first responders in Memphis as the city continues to grieve and come to terms with the beating and death of a man who died a few days following his arrest on January 7th. Since the incident, five former police officers have been charged with murder. DR team volunteers from Mississippi are preparing meals and serving as chaplains. The International Mission Board will live stream its missionary sending celebration on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The ceremony will feature the stories of some of the dozens of new missionaries preparing to be sent to all points around the world. Viewers can watch on the IMB website, in the IMB Advance app, or find IMB on Facebook. Alan F. Herod, a Kentucky Baptist pastor who guided churches in Kentucky and in other states for six decades, died on January the 19th. Herod was intentional with the gospel and led many to the Lord, including the family of Paul Chitwood, the president of the International Mission Board. Herod, a pastor in Jellicoe, Tennessee, at the time when Chitwood was just a small boy, encountered his family while making visits in the community. Herod was 83 years old.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
When the first residents moved into the newly built emergency shelters on the campus of Meridian Baptist Church in El Cajon, California, it was the fulfillment of a ministry idea years in the making. Since late December, three previously homeless women and their children have been sheltered in the emergency facilities located on the church's property. Roland Slade, the senior pastor of Meridian Baptist, said the need is great as San Diego County, of which El Cajon is a suburb, has one of the largest homeless populations in the country. Upon viewing the shelter for the first time, Slade said one of the first residents was overwhelmed with emotion. Women who stay in the shelters remain there for 90 days as they figure out their next step. You can read the full story and many others at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails. You might also sign up for one of our brand new emails focusing on leadership, missions, discipleship, and more. You can find it at baptistpress.com.